Grüß Gott. Welcome to the Parish Church of Saints Peter and Paul. The Parish Church from the outside. Nothing is as simple as it seems. This applies doubly to the Parish Church of Saints Peter and Paul in Oberammergau. Although the monastery in Ettal is so close, it wasn't responsible for the church or the pastoral care in the community. This was actually the responsibility of the Augustinian canons of Rottenbuch, who also took care of staffing and maintaining the parish church. This division of power seems a little surprising, because the Ettal monastery was in fact the secular authority until 1803. The peculiar nature of the separation, however, actually lies in the respective characters of the two brotherhoods. While the Benedictine monks from Ettal lived a life of piety and deep seclusion, the canons from Rottenbuch, as secular priests, were better suited to healing the souls of the people of Oberammergau. The local population were almost more enthusiastic about the arrangement than the canons would have liked. During the construction of the church, one of the canons complained that the villagers were spending so much on pictures of saints that there were no funds left to decorate the church. However, sufficient funding was in fact available, and the church was subsequently consecrated in 1749. The new Baroque building replaced its predecessor in the centre of the churchyard, where the Passion Play had first been performed in 1634. The plague had caused havoc in Oberammergau the year before, and had claimed many lives. In their distress, the local inhabitants made a vow in which they swore to perform a play every 10 years on the suffering, death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ if the plague were to spare them. The vow worked, and the conditions have continued to be fulfilled by the community until the present day. The stage for the first performances was erected over the graves of the victims of the plague. The last performances here took place in 1820, when Rochus Stedler, the schoolmaster, conducted his setting of the Passion, which is still known today. The exterior of Saints Peter and Paul seems simple, almost without any ornamentation. But as we've already said, nothing is as simple as it looks. If we now enter the church, we'll be proved wrong a second time.